You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Interesting story that came out yesterday. I'm trying to read a little bit more about it right now. The why is the big one. Anytime we get stories like this, you know, the stats are one thing and are kind of eyebrow raising and stuff like that. But it's the why that I think is really interesting. And maybe our listeners can explain. Maybe the listeners can explain the why. They can answer the question. But it's a new report that is out. And the report shows that people around the country are just having less sex these days.
Oh, no. Less nookie.
And they say it's not any one demographic. They say it is, quote, virtually all adult age groups.
Oh,
it's down everywhere. So now we ask the question, why? Why?
Well,
tell me why.
There's so many reasons, Don.
Give me two right now off the top of your head.
We're all too overweight.
One.
You don't have the energy to do it. And
two.
You
are, is that the same one?
That's part of the same. You're overweight, so you don't have the energy to do it.
Okay.
And then two would be you're on your socials too much. You're just sitting there on your phone, farting around all day versus wooing somebody.
I'll take that answer, and I'll just expand on it and just say screens in general.
Yeah, absolutely. We're addicted to them, and we're not out there, you know, with each other instead.
Yeah. So I think that will explain, like, I think that would explain with the single crowd, because they're not spending as much time trying to. Plus, let's face it, the whole notion of dating has changed for younger generations. They don't date the way older generations used to.
They're not doing anything like older generations used to. I was just listening to a fascinating podcast with Dr. Phil. I know I'm a dork, but
Dr.
he was
Phil.
Talking about the youth of America and how they're delaying everything. They're delaying, you know, just in general getting like their first credit cards. They're delaying moving out. They're delaying getting jobs. They're delayed getting driver's license. They're delayed in dating. They're delayed in making sweet, sweet love with each other.
And if that's the case, Dr. Phil says,
that is a load of crap.
I know. I love listening to that guy. He's got his twang. I was like, I believe everything you're saying, man. I sure do. But yeah, this is a problem, and it's a problem around the world that people are not getting busy. They're not procreating. I know Japan and South Korea are having population issues because people aren't having babies, and it's going to be a problem here in the United States. Elon Musk just did a whole thing on, you know, we've got to have babies to, one, continue the population, and then just to have people around to do things, run our power stations, join our military, fix our roads. We need people. Get out and have some sex this weekend.
Well, if you want some numbers here, the study showed that in 1989, for instance, 75% of basically all the people in the survey reported having relations at least once a month. So it's 75%. In 2022, that number was all the way down to 60%. That is a pretty gigantic increase. What is that, a 20% decrease?
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. Can you chalk it up to everyone's like, I'm so busy and I'm tired at the end of the day and I'm working two jobs now and I got kids. And that's the last thing you want to do is be with somebody. I hear that a lot. You know, people are genuinely busy. I know you poo-poo that sometimes, but I think people are pretty busy right now.
I don't poo-poo it for this. I poo-poo it for other things. When people say they well, it's a long story. But for this, I see that it might make sense if you've got people who are not only working hard, but let's put it this way. They are trapped in long commutes many times, a lot of people. And that's people who are in long commutes in their car, but it's also in the larger cities, people who are riding the trains and they're on there for an hour. And I think the go, go, go mentality, I'll chalk that up as number three. I think we're having not as much in the way of relations anymore because of our over-committed lifestyle. With multiple dots all over the place on people's calendars, that's really all they can, like, when they get done with their last dot, they're throwing their hands up like, I just want to go to bed and go to sleep.
Just leave me alone. Get off
I just want to crash on the couch and with a mindless TV show just to kind of decompress.
Which is a bummer. I mean, you read the stories after story of the benefits of doing the sex.
Sure.
I mean, it knocks out depression, anxiety, irritability. It makes you run faster, jump higher.
Katie says, everyone is too tired from just existing. Sex becomes an unnecessary distraction when you are just hustling to get by. Man.
That's when the effort things come into play. You got to make effort with your partner. You got to set aside some time. You just have to stay close to that person. Otherwise, you know, then your relationship's going to die. That's going to be a whole other set of problems for you.
Chris reached out. He says, too much focus on success in careers causing a rise in stress and then less time for it. You know, that's a good point, Chris, the stress element, because, you know, also besides this report, other reports are showing that stress levels continue to rise, which might be tied in with what we were talking about between, you know, working, you know, multiple jobs or people who are caught up in commutes for hours and hours each week. Then they have the stress of having that overcommitted lifestyle with, you know, stuff all week. They have no time off on the weekend. Because they've got this with this child, this with that child, this with this parent, this where they've got to take care of this for work, this they've got to go to another second job. The stress levels rise. The time available is going down. I don't know, man.
But what's the biggest stress buster out there?
I know.
And it really only takes about 3-4 minutes tops. I mean, especially if you're not doing it, it'll be super quick.
Stacy, good morning. Why is this happening? What's the explanation?
I agree with just being burnt out on life in general. But I have a solution that I read yesterday, actually.
Oh, what's the solution?
So this is from a Reddit thread that was kind of discussing similar things, and they said that they instituted in their family naked nights. So one night a week, you were not allowed to wear pajamas or anything else to bed.
Okay.
And then things just led where they led. Like, eventually, like, you just
Don't you just fall asleep naked?
Yeah.
Maybe.
If you're still tired
you
and not into it.
Tempted. You get the body warm. But it's not a pressure. Like, you don't have to.
Right, you're just
but
tempted.
It's like the opening.
Totally tempted.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, in a way it makes sense, but in another respect, though, that just becomes kind of the same old after a while, too. Do you know what I'm saying?
But at least it's you'll have it for a while.
It's a thrill.
But if you need, like, a foot in the door...
Yeah, or a foot somewhere else.
Whatever turns you on.
Whatever you're into.
No, that's all you, okay?
Okay, I kind of like that. At least it gets the conversation started. It gets the body started, you know.
It's gonna get hot.
Yeah, naked night.
It's gonna get steamy.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess bottom line, he said bottom. Bottom line is whatever you can do to
get it going.
Stimulate the activity.
Well, yeah, obviously. Or you're just laying there naked staring at the ceiling thinking about how high your credit card bill is. I mean, it's going to depend on how much effort you put into this.
Yeah, I don't think the level of clothing is going to alter the other issues we were talking about.
And maybe
tired,
you are sick
stressed.
Of looking at your partner naked, too. I mean, there is that aspect where you're just kind of been there, done that for so many years, and it's so easy to go online now and look at beautiful people all day long that you've now wired your brain to enjoy that versus the person you're with.
Yeah, people play the comparison game all the time, and they don't only play it with other people, but they play the comparison game with themselves. Like, they see the beautiful people, and so they say, well, I'm not that beautiful, so therefore nobody's going to desire me, and that's the vibe you put out.
Yeah.
And that vibe you put out, I mean, boy, it feeds, you know, other people. If you're putting out that kind of vibe, like, look at some of the texts we've got from some people who are, and
they're
I'm not saying that it's not, you know, justified, but they are writing in with really bitter comments about, you know, their relationships. And the only thing I will say about that is you do put out that vibe when you go through life really bitter about relationships, and it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. You can ignore that if you want, but I truly believe that.
Yeah.
That some people who are just putting out this negative, I hate relationships.
Garbage in type thing, right?
Right. All men are trash, blah, blah, blah. Well, then, trust me, that's like a stink coming off of you.
And you picked them. I mean, there's a lot of, I've been burned this way, I've been burned that way. I'm like, well, you're picking them too, so maybe do better.
You know, and I don't even want to get into the whole, well, it's all men cheat. It's like, well... You know, all the research in the world shows that it is evenly split. You know, I know men are the stereotype for being pigs and cheating, but heads up, people, there are just as many women out there cheating.
Those are the only people having sex right now, actually, are the cheaters.
The people who are
cheating.
Good for
them. Yeah, make some babies. We need more people in the military.
Here's Cecil on the phone. Cecil, good morning. Welcome to the show. Cecil, going once.
Hey.
There you are. Hey. So do you have an explanation of why this is?
My wife and I have such a social calendar going on. I mean, we do so much stuff together. We go bowling. We go on motorcycle rides. We got a couple groups that we ride with. And I'm starting between working and got a haunted ghost.
Are you having the sex?
By the time we get home at 9, 10 o'clock. It's once in a while.
Cecil, I'm going to tell you something. If your wife is riding around on motorcycles all day with that rumble between her, she doesn't need you, buddy.
She rides her own motorcycle. I bet she
goes out on her own for long motorcycle rides. She loves the feel of that Harley.
And the bumpiest road she can find, too.
I love the feel of the open road.
Cecil, you're a good man. Thanks for being a good sport. We appreciate you hanging out with your boys in the morning. You know what? It's like if you distilled all of the text messages we're getting, you know, and along with Cecil's phone call, 75% of people are saying that they're just too busy. So what does that mean?
You know,
what
are we saying? You can shave off 20 minutes. I guarantee you, if you lay out your day and what you have going on, you can squeeze in 20 minutes somewhere once a week.
Yeah.
Once a week.
I mean, we do have to say, the people who say they are too busy for relations are the same people who will then tell you how they just binge watched an entire series of something in like 2 days. Right?
Yeah.
They're guilty.
Right.
They'll say, yeah, I binge watched 8 episodes of this, but I'm way too busy to do anything else.
Yeah. There's an epidemic of people not using their PTO in this country, too. Take a day off with your lover. Go spend
just
a day
for that.
Together. Just spend the day together. Get your freak on.
Yes, I'm taking a sex day. Thank you very much.